Did it change your life to become a Mr. Olympia?
It didn't, and it didn't. It changed it because I could be done now with competing, and I'm cool with it. I have nothing else to prove. I won the very first one, which is the most important. That goes down in history. And it was very fitting for my whole career, you know. And my mother never saw a bodybuilding show in over 25 years of me competing, right? And she never really went and watched a lot of our stuff because she had kids, she had to work and stuff. You know, I think she went to maybe one wrestling match of mine in high school. I won, luckily, and I actually broke the guy's leg. It was in the newspapers. It was like the rival schools, you know, go against each other. And she apologized so much to the mother of the other competitor, but she was still pretty proud that I won. So after over 25 years of competing, she never went to a bodybuilding show. I invited her. Luckily, it was in Vegas. She loves to gamble, you know, and buffets. She's older, you know, Asian lady. So she loves the slot machines and stuff. And she's like, oh, okay. So I actually picked her up and took her with me and my wife, you know, to Vegas. And she sat front row with my wife when I won. And when they put the medal around my neck, I looked down at the audience and her and my wife were crying. It was pretty cool. That, I could just close my career and you couldn't have a better ending, you know? I'm not going to be able to, like, top that, you know? So now the goal is to keep improving myself and to prove that age is just a number. Yeah. And if you take care of yourself and you're smart, you can keep improving. And that's really where people ask, well, how long are you going to do it? I said, as long as I'm still healthy and my body's progressing. I want to see when I'm done, look back 10 years after I've been done and say, I achieved the perfect physique that was in my head that I felt I could have. Not looking back and saying, yeah, if I would have, I could have had a little better legs. I could have had better arms or shoulders if I would have pushed, but that's pretty good. You know, that picture's pretty good.
You don't want pretty good. You want the exceptional,
right? I want to know that. And I'm getting very close, you know. The judging and everything might change in this new division. But in my head, I still know. Yeah. And I still know what classic is. Balance, proportion. And not necessarily is the biggest. But to me, I want to achieve that and progress. And so far, I'm doing that. You know, so I'm very fortunate. And that's winning for me. Yeah. That's what it's about.